This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. The Litchfield Pioneer Production Facility has recently gone through some construction to improve efficiency and safety of employees. I spoke with Tony Herman yesterday after a tour of the improvements made by the facility.
I'm originally from Southeast Illinois, grew up on a small grain and livestock farm. Graduated from the University of Illinois way back in 1986 and actually came to work for Pioneer in 1989, and I've been with the company since and held various roles. 10 years ago, I came to Litchfield as the location manager. Close to home and in a soybean and wheat production facility, I'm the manager here, but really it's just a title. I have a lot of good people that work for me. We try to coordinate with the local farmers in the area to raise seed production, soybeans and wheat. And my main focus is just kind of overseeing that operation and helping the folks here coordinate our good efforts to provide a quality product for our growers and our customers.
And I got to tour your facility here today, and you guys have made a lot of improvements, and it was really interesting to tour that. Can you tell us a little bit about those improvements?
Yeah, the facility was built in 1982, and we were due for a little bit of an upgrade. And so 2 years ago, we started with a major project. We had some round bins that were beginning to fail, and they were a bit of a safety hazard and needed to be replaced. So we put in a new receiving hall and bulk storage. We also had congestion and safety issues with our docks. They were in the wrong location as the facility grew. We kind of called it the courtyard, and we had almost all of our trucks circling in one area. So we moved the docks to the west side of the property to get that congestion out of the way and improve our safety for pedestrians. We also added a new true bulk bin system, and we will be putting soybeans into the true bulk bins now instead of filling the black pro boxes for every bulk load that goes out to the customer rep sites. And the sales reps will receive the products from a semi and put in their bins, and then the customers come in there and get the product treated with whatever material they'd like to have on it for their planting season.
And you kind of already hit on this a little bit, but a lot of the improvements you made improved a lot of safety in the shop. Can you hit on that a little bit more?
Well, one of our main values here is a quarter life safety. We really focus on safety in the community and our growers and our family here at the plant. I consider my employees family. And I want them to go home at the end of the day the same way they came into work every day at the beginning of their shift. So I'll speak to the round bins. We had a vac system that we had to use inside the bins. It was very labor intensive. It was not a friendly environment either, kind of dusty. Just dealing with grain, as a farm community knows, there's going to be dust involved. So we've eliminated that. We've added a lot of access points and stairs where we used to have ladders. We're really focused on the employee safety in the workplace and providing them an opportunity to have a good place of employment so they can take care of their families and go back home to the families the same way they came to work that day.
And how will these improvements benefit local farmers and growers?
Initially, the growers will, from the road, they won't see a big change other than the new buildings, you know, right. The new bins. But once the growers are here on site, we will be able to handle trucks in a lot more efficient, effective manner because all of the soybeans are, and wheat too, is stored in grower bin sites. The growers harvest the product, put it in their bins, give us a really high-quality product, but then we have to get it delivered to the facility because in a season we will bring 3 million bushels of soybeans and 300,000 bushels of wheat through the facility. So we've got a line of trucks that we've got to manage. The new receiving building will allow us to dump 5 to 6 semis an hour. The old building was around 3 to 4 on our best day. Mm-hmm. So we're going to see an efficiency gain there, and the growers receive a premium from Pioneer for raising the seed for us. So the quicker we can get them in and out, the more able they're able to get the bins cleaned out at home, and then they get the check from Pioneer that gives them a little bit of premium on top of the local market price.
More from Tony Herman after these messages. The Litchfield Pioneer facility has made some improvements over the last months. Here's Tony Herman discussing the future of the facility.
And does Pioneer have anything else new coming up? Are you guys going to take a break for a while?
Well, here on the outside of the facility, we've got a lot of project work that's completed. We do have some projects coming up in the future. We now have to do some upgrading inside, so that'll be less visible to people driving by. But over time, yes, we do have some more projects. And then one other thing I'll mention, Pioneer is also, we've been a part of the DuPont Pioneer Corporation. In June of 2019, we will become a true ag play company called Corteva. And I know as you walked through the facility today, you saw a blue wall with some Corteva signs on it. We're really trying to showcase that change. We are going to be the largest chemical seed company based in the U.S. out there, and we're really trying to showcase what we've done for 80-some plus years as a company Pioneer. We're just going to be under the Corteva moniker, but we're going to be Pioneer like we always have been. So some exciting change for us there.
Mm-hmm. So a little bit of change, but still sticking with your traditions. What sets Pioneer apart from other seed companies?
Well, for me, I look back to the time that my grandfather was a Pioneer sales rep. I didn't have the opportunity to meet my grandfather, but there has never been a bag of seed on my farm at home, my dad's farm, that hasn't been Pioneer. The quality and the integrity of the company and the way we treat our growers and customers, we try to do it right every day. We're like everybody else. We find fault in some things we do, and we fix it. So hopefully the growers and the customers see that we are a good company to work with. We're fair, and we treat everybody with equality. And that'd be my comment around why Pioneer sets itself different.
That was Tony Herman, site manager at the Litchfield Pioneer Production Facility. In local events, come on out for the first annual Chesterfield Car and Truck Show on August 18th. Registration will begin at 8 a.m., awards and raffles will be announced at 3 p.m., and the Chesterfield Community Center will be serving fish sandwiches, hot dogs, water and soft drinks from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. You can vote for your favorite truck by using pennies. All proceeds will go to the Macoupin County Center for the Developmentally Disabled. The Tri-County Antique Club will be hosting their Olden Days celebration on August 25th and 26th. The Olden Days will be held in Dow, Illinois, at address 23946 State Highway 3, Dow, Illinois. The show begins at 7 a.m. on Saturday with activities running throughout the day till 6 p.m. On Saturday, visitors can expect to see the threshing and sawmill that will open at 10 a.m., the tractor pool at 12 p.m., the pedal tractor pool at 1 p.m., and the parade of power at 2 p.m. Live entertainment for the day is Matt Tall and Friends from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. and Back in the Saddle from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Sunday, the show once again opens at 7 a.m. and runs through 4 p.m. The day starts with Country Church at 9 a.m., Threshing and Sawmill open at 10 a.m., Car Show at 11 a.m., Pedal Tractor Pool at 12 p.m., Garden Tractor Pool at 1 p.m., Plowing Demonstration at 1 p.m., and the Parade of Power at 2 p.m. The live entertainment for Sunday is Fireproof from 9:30 a.m. to 12 p.m., and the Gibson Girls from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. Admission is $5 per day per person, and kids under 12 are free. There are also vendors every day and many activities for the kids. Be sure to come on out and experience agriculture as it once was. Linko Precision will be hosting their annual pre-harvest cookout on August 28th at 6 p.m. The cookout will be held at Skip's Farm Shop located at 15215 Nokomis Road in Nokomis. There will be burgers, beans, brats, soda, and chips. At 6:15 p.m., there will be a systems approach to cover crops discussion. At 6:45 p.m., there will be a talk on tips for the fall and fall specials. You can RSVP by August 24th for the meal count by calling 309-527-6455. That's all the time we have on your afternoon farm show. Reporting for WSMI, this has been Jamie Geisler.